All right. Well, praise the Lord. We did have a good soul winning marathon this year. We left about 7 o'clock in the morning 2 weeks ago today, 23rd of March, and traveled down to Naples, Florida. We convinced the blonde girls we were in Italy, however, but I'm just kidding about that. Most of them anyway. But we had a great trip. The Lord watched out for us. We were safe on our travels and so forth. And the good news was we saw 168 people bow their heads and invite the Lord Jesus into their heart. This was a little different area than some areas we've been to before. This was kind of a high rent district type place. And some of the folks were not interested in anything that we had to say, but some were, amen, kind of like everywhere you go. And so the good news was that they were celebrating their pastor's 40th anniversary. Brother Odom's been there for 40 years, just like Pastor Carter's been here. And the Sunday after we left, they had kind of an open house, big day type thing, kind of on a little lesser scale than what we do here, I think. But what a blessing. They had 15 new families visit the church that day. And they claimed to have over 50 first-time visitors, and I believe 3 saved in the services that morning. So we haven't got a report on this past Sunday either. Brother Wiggins, the associate pastor, is going to be with us in chapel on Friday and give us a detailed report of all the blessings. So we thank the Lord for that. We're going to ask the students to come up to this mic and tell the folks who you are and where you're from and what you're doing here. Amen. As far as your studies are concerned. And don't tell them if you're a fifth-year freshman or anything like that. But then share a blessing that the Lord gave you during the marathon. All right, Brother Jesse, why don't we start with you?
Hi, my name is Jesse Vahash. I am from West Palm Beach, Florida, from Ocean View Baptist Church, Pastor Ryan Marsh. And this was my first Sony marathon, and I didn't really know what to expect, but right when we got on the bus, we just started having preaching and singing. I mean, the Spirit was so alive there. And once we got off the bus, I know everybody was so excited to go soul winning. And everybody we came out and came in contact with, we preached the gospel to, and it was a blessing. And my soul winning partner was Brother Brent Whittle, and it was a blessing to meet with him and just talk the whole time about the things of God and just all those wonderful blessings. And I got to personally lead 3 souls to the Lord, and it was an absolute blessing to do that. And it's still exciting to know that Jesus still saved souls in 2011. Door-to-door still works. You don't need any new pathway, new movement. Door-to-still works, and it's an absolute blessing to go. And the Lord is so good that he wants to use us, just sinners saved by grace. They give out the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it at all, but through his grace, he gave it to us. And 168 souls saved in Naples, Florida. That's a number. It's God's power was upon it. And it was an absolute blessing being there. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bethany White from Jackson, Michigan, and I'm a freshman this year. And when I was trying to decide where God wanted me to go to college, you know, I was just thinking about it and praying about it. And when I heard that there was a college that took 3 days to take their whole college and go somewhere and share the gospel, I thought, wow, that's a college that I want to be at. That's a college where I think that God would want me to be at. And so that's one of the biggest reasons I came here, and I was so excited to go, and I just, you know, been thinking and thinking and thinking about it. And before Soul Winning Marathon, you know, they would preach a lot about getting your heart ready and, you know, getting yourself ready to serve the Lord for these 3 days. And as I thought about that, I thought, well, you know what? I should be ready every day to serve the Lord like I am on Soul Winning Marathon. And every day I should be filled with the Holy Spirit and have his power like I want it on Soul Winning Marathon. So I tried to start gearing myself up for it as far as doing it just that day and the next day and the next day, you know, weeks ahead of time. And I have to say that it was 3 of the best days of my life. I wasn't expecting what it was, but it was wonderful. It was such a blessing to my heart. And the thing that God taught me the most was that it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your power. It has nothing to do with your words. It's all him. And when I went out the first couple of days, I got to share the gospel several times over and over and over, but nobody would get saved. But it didn't discourage me because I realized that if a soul gets saved, it's because of God. And that if I just have to keep being faithful, keep being faithful, keep being faithful. So by the time Friday came, you know, I hadn't won anybody to the Lord, but I was okay with it. And I was like, if I don't get to win anybody the whole trip, that's okay, because serving the Lord is the same, whether you're soul winning or whether you're encouraging the church that we were at, whether we were singing there or whatever we're doing, it's all serving the Lord. And the last day, I was just absolutely thrilled that I was able to lead two people to the Lord. But again, it had nothing to do with me. I went up to the door, I knocked on the door, and they were just ready to get saved. I don't know, some other people must have sowed the seed, you know, planted, whatever, but I was there, and I got to see two people get saved, and it was absolutely a blessing to my heart.
Good evening. My name is Mikhail McCarty, and I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. I attend Liberty Baptist Church, where Pastor Ricardo Lees is the pastor. This is my second year at Landmark Baptist College, and this is my second soul winning marathon. This soul winning marathon has been such tremendous a blessing to me, because the spirit of the whole college was just amazing. I got to lead one soul to the Lord, praise God for that. But the thing that really stood out to me was the first day we went out to this area, and this guy just kept following us around. He told us to get out of this area, we need to leave now. And it was starting to frustrate me. And honestly, I was a bit upset about it. I was really mad about it. And then after we left, Brother James, we went to a different area. And some of the other kids were saying stuff about how the guy is a stalker because he's following us, and they was just making some wise cracks at him. But then Brother James said this thing that stood out to me. He said, even though that he is mean and whatever, we still have to see him as a lost soul going to hell. And we can get mad or whatever, but he still will be going to hell if he isn't saved. So it really changed my whole outlook of how I'm going to look at souls. Because through that whole trip, we got a lot of doors slammed inside of our faces. But those people still need Jesus. And it really changed my outlook against people, how I need to be praying for people. Because if they don't have Jesus, they're going to die and go to a devil's hell. So let's keep the soul winning up, not just have it for 3 days and just stop it. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Stacey Ann Taylor. I'm from the Bahamas, and I'm a freshman. And this is my first soul winning marathon. I wasn't nervous about it. I guess I was kind of nervous more about being on a bus for 3.5 hours. Because the Bahamas is so small, you reach anywhere in 20 minutes. But yeah. Anyway, the soul winning marathon was a blessing to my heart. The preaching that we get every morning was really good. It just pumped us up to just go out there and knock on the doors, even though we got discouraged as people just like close the door in your face and say, you know, I don't want any or anything. My partner was Christina Anderson and Tommy Arnold and Braille. Luckily, we didn't get eaten by dogs, but that was a blessing because we had those guys with us. But besides all of that, I got to lead two people to the Lord, and it was a blessing, thanks to Foster Club. But it was a real blessing to my heart that we can go down to Naples, Florida, and encourage others. And it was a surprise to me that people really understood what I was saying, because most of my classmates don't understand what I'm saying because they think I'm a Bahamian. So other than that, it was a good trip, and I thank the Lord for that.
Hi, my name is Sarah Gilling. I'm from Crestline, Ohio, and I'm a master's student, but this is my first year here at this college, and so, of course, this is my first swimming marathon. Going into it, I was a little bit nervous, didn't really know what to expect. I've kind of been on swimming marathons before, but nothing like this. But God really, really showed me a lot during this trip. I got to lead four people to the Lord while we were out, and also one man got assurance of his salvation. But the thing that stood out the most to me was when I came here, I thought pretty much I knew everything. I already had 4 years of college, this is nothing new. And I came here with the belief that the Bible, the King James Bible that we hold in our hand, is preserved, God gave it to us, but it wasn't inspired. Only the originals were inspired. And God showed me that I didn't know everything, obviously, and I was wrong, and I realized that you couldn't explain it away by any education, but you had to make the decision the Bible is preserved and inspired by faith, and faith that God would give us his word, perfect and whole. And so during this trip, God showed me what it really means that the Bible is inspired. Every time I gave the plan of salvation to people, the ones that were really truly wanting to hear it would ask questions. And I was like, instead of giving my own opinion or what I thought, I just gave them the Bible. And I've never seen, really witnessed the power of God's word before. And I saw it as people, their eyes would change and something in them would change and their whole response was different. And God just did a really big and major work in my heart. And although I had made the decision by faith, God showed it to me during this trip, and it absolutely changed my life. And I'm so thankful that God sent me here. And I'm so thankful that we were able to go out. And I thank all of you for praying for us while we were out and for your support, because we wouldn't have been able to go without you all. Thank you.
My name is Tommy Arnold. I'm from Mansfield, Ohio, and I'm a freshman here at the college. And I just, Soul Winning Marathon by far was the highlight of my year. This was my first time going, but I was really excited to go out and, you know, be able to get the chance to just knock on doors for 3 days and just, I mean, have good fellowship. And I had a blast. But what was the biggest encouragement to me and what made the trip worth it all to me was on Friday, we were on this really long road, and my partner and I were, you know, just knocking on doors, and I got to present the gospel with a couple people, and, you know, no one gotten saved, but I mean, I got to go through the plan with them, and my partner had gotten to lead a couple. Well, that afternoon, I mean, I still hadn't got to lead anyone. I started to get a little discouraged, but then I got the chance to talk to this 11-year-old boy, and I was going through the plan with him, and I was in Revelation 21:8, I showed him where it said all liars shall have their part, and I asked him, I said, so according to what you've told me, and based on the word of God, where would you go when you die? And he said he'd go to hell, and then he looked at me and he goes, why did you come here just to tell me I'm going to hell? And I mean, I don't know what it was, but I grinned real big, and then I just smiled and I looked at him and I said, you know, that's just the condition we're in right now, but Jesus gave us a way to avoid that. And then I went through the rest of the plan with him, and he wound up getting saved. But that just made the whole trip for me, and I just thank you all for your prayers, and I just thank God that I was able to lead someone to the Lord.
Good evening. My name is Braille. I'm from the Philippines. This is already my fourth year in Soul Winning Marathon, and this is always the highlights of my stay in Landmark Baptist College. The first year that I was here, the Lord blessed me with 17 souls, and then my second year was 19, and then my third year was 24. But this time was really very different, because the first day itself, we were already going to a place where there's a lot of trees, more trees than the houses, and there's all very long roads. And I said, it's already not a soul winning marathon, but a walkathon. So I said, where are the people whom we'll speak with? So, but, and anyway, the most striking thing that I learned from that is that a lady, she was in her 80s, and I didn't know that she already cursed to me, but my partner says, she did curse to you. But I didn't know. I just keep telling and telling about the Lord. And then eventually that lady just bowed her head and she got saved. And she said, it's my new day. So, okay. And then I said, I hope the Lord will give you more years. And she said, what? I'm already in my 80s. So, but the most important thing is that it's not how many you win to the Lord, but how would the Lord use you, and how you have a willing heart to just keep preaching just one more soul for God. And thank you for your prayers, and that's it.
Hello, my name is Aaron. I'm from Cumberland, Maryland. I'm a first year master's student. This was obviously my first soul winning marathon. I remember the first day someone came up to me and said how she gets very emotional every time she tells Jesus about what he had done for her. And I took a step back within myself and I thought, you know, why doesn't that affect me like it should? You know, why do I make what Jesus did for me so commonplace? So I began to really think and dwell on, you know, what Jesus did for me, to walk in his steps and to consider how he'd been marred more than any other man for a lowly sinner such as I. And I remember, you know, just witnessing to some man the next day, and it was just, it was such a sweet time, you know? It's one of those times where you're witnessing the gospel, and it's just such a sweet presence. And it should be like that every time, because every time we have the gospel entrusted in our hands, and we have the message of eternal life in our hands, and it should always be sweet to us. And I remember when I got to tell him about what Jesus did for us, he had tears in his eyes, and his lower lip was quivering. And then he stopped himself, but the man accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. And you know, I stand amazed at how God would entrust the gospel. I mean, I you know, even if I don't get to see a soul one every time, I'm just absolutely just amazed that God would allow such lowly sinners. The omnipotent God would allow such lowly sinners to witness the gospel of Jesus Christ, to have an effect on eternity. The most remarkable time that I had in this year, this school year, fall and spring semester, was on our way home. I thank Brother Winston for just laying it on us, man. I love a straight talker, and he just sat in our laps and just blasted us, and it's what we needed. It's really what we needed. And the ride home, I remember getting home, and I wanted the trip to be twice as long because the spirit in the bus was that good. It was one of those times where we just all unashamedly just loved on Jesus. You know, we didn't care about anything else but Jesus and loving him and just singing glories to his name and just preaching on Jesus, you know. And it was all about Jesus, not about us. And it was such a sweet time. And man, don't ever forget that, you know? Always remember that.
My name is Lois Reskina, and I'm from Montford, Florida. And this is my senior year of college, and this was my second soul winning marathon. And both of them were good, but I do have to say this one just seems so much better. And I've heard testimony of other people saying that every year just gets better and better. And one thing that stood out to me on our end was that among the girls, we had such a spirit of unity. All the girls from the college, we just all looked out for each other, and everyone was, you know, getting along, and there wasn't any, you know, fighting or anything like that. It was just, I could really see that the Lord kept us in a spirit of unity, and it was such a blessing to my heart to see all of us just in good fellowship and being as sisters in Christ should be. I was able to lead two people to the Lord on this marathon, and one was a young mother that, when I was telling her about the plan of salvation, before I could even finish, she was asking me how to be saved, and it was just so exciting because she was so ready and she wanted to be saved. And this one marathon was different because we were in an area where people had too much self-confidence, and they thought that they had what they needed, and they didn't realize their need for Jesus. But despite that, even though it felt like we didn't have as many souls saved, the Lord knew, and we got to share the gospel with so many people. And especially, I remember one apartment complex we were in. We were there for like 3 hours, and nobody kicked us out. It was so exciting. So we started at the back, we worked our way forward, and the Lord gave us so many opportunities to share the gospel with so many people. And even though they didn't get saved right there, surely some of them will get saved later, or they won't be able to forget the opportunity that they had to accept Christ. So that was just a blessing to know that we were doing our part, and the Lord would take care of the rest. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Crystal Gilbert. This is my second year here. I'm from Trinity Baptist Church in Bradenton, Florida. And this soul winning marathon was a lot better than last year's soul winning marathon, although that was good as well. But The first day that we were out, it was exciting still, but it was still kind of discouraging that we'd gone through the plan of salvation, but nobody was accepting, and at the end they would just say no, they don't want it right now or something like that, but they would listen. And then Thursday was just the same way as that too. And I was getting kind of discouraged by the last time that I went through the plan, and they just said, no, not right now. And I was a little bit discouraged, and I was praying and asked the Lord that he would just help me because I was feeling discouraged. And and then the next street that we went on, the first door that we knocked on, this old man came to the door, and he spoke Spanish, and it was kind of hard to understand him. But he said that he went to a Baptist church in that area too, and he was asking me what kind of Baptist we are. That kind of threw me for a second, and he said, you know, like Southern Baptist and things like that. And then I said, oh, we're Independent Fundamental Baptist. And he said, oh, you're that Sword of the Lord crowd. And I said, yeah, we're with them. And he said, we explained to him that we were from the Bible College and we were out helping a church in the area, and he asked which church that we went to. I told him Landmark, and he asked who the pastor was there because it sounded familiar to him. And I just said Carter for some reason. He said, oh, Mickey Carter. So it was encouraging to me that even though we were in Naples, people still know Pastor Carter. And then that man also, he asked us our names, and we told him, and then he just started praying for us. And it was a blessing to me and Leah that Leah was my partner, and he was praying for us and praying that the Lord would protect us and give us souls and things like that. And then at the end, by the time he was done praying, he was crying, and it was so encouraging to us. And he thanked us for what we were doing. And on that street, it was a short street too. Most of the streets weren't short, but that one was short. And on that street, just across the way, the boys were leading somebody to the Lord while we were talking to this man. And then a couple doors later, Leah was able to lead somebody to the Lord. And a couple doors later, one of the other guys was able to lead somebody to the Lord. On that street alone, three people got saved. And nobody from our team had led anybody yet until then. And then for the rest of that day, I think six people total just from our team accepted the Lord. And at the end of Thursday, I was also able to lead somebody to the Lord. And it was just really a blessing that man who Pastor Carter and that he prayed for us.
Amen. My name is Greg. I'm from right here. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That verse right there is deep. It's very thick, full of meat. We're sinners, but God loved us. There's so much I could say about the soul winning marathon, and I wish I could tell you all the blessings. And if you ask me individually, I'll tell you it was so good. God is good. But there's one instance. You know how when you're witnessing to somebody, it seems like the devil wants to use what he can to try and distract people. Well, we just got done with lunch. I believe it was the last day. And we spotted a teenage boy and his little brother walking across the field. And so me and my partner, James Van Diver, we just thought, let's go over there and see what we can do. So we went over there and started talking to him. And he was somewhat interested in his little brother. I guess got a devil on him or something. Because he started kind of acting the fool and took the track out of his brother's hand, tried to hand it back to us, was playing some crazy music on some little device, and was throwing rocks at us. I mean, it was just going crazy. And I was just standing there like, man, what can I do to get this little rugrat to behave? And then I stuck my hands in my pocket, and I remembered that my daughter Brianna gave me this little duck. And I kind of didn't know why she gave it to me, but the Lord had a plan for it. I was able to take this little duck and just kind of play with that little kid and get him distracted long enough for God to be able to get that kid saved. That was a blessing. So God can use little children even if the devil's trying to use a little child. So praise God.
Hello, my name is Rachel Gilding, and I'm from Crestline, Ohio. This is my second year for Soul Winning Marathon, and this year has truly been a blessing to my heart. And I really can't explain how the Lord worked, but it was truly amazing. And I was on Brother Hill's team, and The spirit and the unity was truly amazing on that team. And it seems like all of us were truly together, and there was no fighting, no bickering, nothing like that, and all of us had a goal in mind. It was truly such a blessing to my heart. I had an opportunity to lead four people to the Lord, and it wasn't because of me. It wasn't because of what I could do, but it was because of God working through us. And it was such a blessing that we could see that happen and that it was all God. And the first day starting out, it was kind of rough. There wasn't a lot of response or anything. A lot of people slammed the doors in our face and just totally rejected the Bible. And then the second day was such a blessing to my heart. When we first started out, it seems like every single door that we knocked on, they just wanted to hear the gospel. And I was so thrilled that it was during spring break and that a lot of the kids came to the door because they were so eager to hear about the gospel. They were so eager to hear about something they were searching. And all the people that I led to the Lord were teenagers or young people. And it was just such a blessing to my heart that God can still use the gospel in order to win people to the Lord, and that young people are eager to hear about the gospel, and that they want something that the world can't give them. And that was just such a blessing to my heart. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Iris Williams, and I'm from Heidelberg, Germany. And this is my freshman year, so this is my first time here at the Soul Winning Marathon. At first, when I first heard, I didn't know what this is all going to be about. And slowly, as I'm coming here, they started telling stories and everything. And I heard that so many people get saved. And in Germany, it's really hard leading people to the Lord. And so for me, this has been a different experience, being able to lead people. And I'm in foster club, and not every week, but almost every week I get to lead somebody to the Lord. And just the week before Soul Winning Marathon, I got to lead four people to the Lord. And the Tuesday before we left, we were doing testimonies and just how it was before, and I heard that some of the kids did not lead anybody to the Lord. I'm like, that's weird, you know? And then the Lord put this thought in my mind. He said, you know, I've been really pumped about going back to Germany. I'm like, now I'm better at presenting the gospel, and I'm looking forward to doing it in Germany. And so when I heard that, I'm like, it's going to be like it's in Germany. You're going to be able to maybe present the gospel but not lead anybody to the Lord. I'm like, okay, but I'm in the States. So I went there all pumped up, ready to lead somebody to the Lord. I know my foster club plan well, and I'm going to go through it. And the whole 3 days, I was able to go through it just two times. It was really discouraging at first, but the Lord just showed me a lesson, because everywhere I got to talk to, I was able just to smile on them and say, look, we're from this church. And people were interested a little bit, and some of them, they're like, okay, whatever. But what my plan was on the end was just to throw in there that Jesus is the only way. Many of them were Roman Catholic, and where I'm from, a lot of people are Roman Catholic and, you know, very well educated and rich, and they don't need the Lord. But for me, the Lord just showed me, look, when you go back to Germany, you're probably not going to be able to go through the plan all the time. You're probably not going to lead anybody to the Lord for a long time, too. But it's already going to be so much more, not just to put a track in their hand, but actually just to talk to them, have that face in their mind, and remember them saying, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So that's what the Soul Winning Marathon taught me. I didn't get to win anybody to the Lord, but the Lord just gave me a lesson, so I'm ready when I go back to Germany.
Hi there, I'm Tim Duncan. I'm from Gallatin, Ohio, from Heritage Baptist Church with Rodney Noblet. And I'm a freshman this year, and this is my first Soul Winning Marathon. And it was such a blessing. The spirit on the bus was really great. it was very encouraging. Even if you came onto the bus kind of iffy about it, by the time you got off the bus, you could just feel the spirit and the power on the bus. And the first day we went out, and it was kind of tough. We were in the walkthrough neighborhoods and just got a bunch of doors slammed to our face, and one time we got the cops called on us. But anyways, we just kept going and going, and it got discouraging. And I was talking to Brett, and I was saying, it's just very discouraging because all the doors are getting slammed in your face. It feels like you're getting nowhere. Then the next door, I was able to lead somebody to the Lord. But the one that sticks out in my mind was we were in an area of apartments, and I went up to this door, and I knocked on it, and a 19-year-old boy named Cody came out, and we were talking for a little bit, going through a plan of salvation, and I just found out that he lost his dad a couple years ago, and I just lost my dad at the beginning of the semester, and I do appreciate all the prayers that we got. And I was able to connect on a personal level with him using that. And long story short, the boy got saved. And it was just such a blessing because I know that even something that was bad in the beginning that we went through, God used it to help lead somebody else to the Lord. And the trip itself was such a blessing. Just seeing the 168 souls saved, I'm really excited about going next year. And wherever we go, I know that God will be with us and that he'll perform even a greater miracle. Thank you.
My name is Bobby Hill, and I'm from Pennsylvania, Revival Baptist Church, with Pastor Randy Bloom, and this is my second soul winning marathon. And I remember last year going into it, I was really nervous, but then just seeing the victory God gave, I went in this year and I was pretty excited about it, and I just couldn't wait to go out and give the gospel. And then the first day I wasn't able to lead anybody to the Lord. Then the second day we went out and we were just all ready and everybody was excited, and I got to win a couple of people to the Lord. But the biggest blessing that day was that the first people that I led to the Lord were a mother and daughter. And just to see that happen at the same time, it was just amazing. And then one of the biggest blessings I had the 3 days was definitely the bus ride home. And it was just, like somebody already said, Brother Winston just got on there and he ripped on us. And it was needed. And it was just, soul winning marathon is like nothing I've ever experienced before. And it's just a blessing to be able to go out and to just give the gospel for 3 days and have those days set aside, and just to be able to come to a Bible college that does that. And I just thank you for all your prayers and your support that you gave us while we were out there, and it's really appreciated.
Hi, my name is Catherine Gingerella, and I'm from Rhode Island. This was my first soul winning marathon, and it was quite the experience. We started praying for this as soon as we got to college. I had heard about it, you know, as long as I had heard about the college, but I didn't realize how much of a big deal it was to everybody. And like, I kind of really wasn't expecting what happened. And it was such a blessing just praying for it the whole time and just kind of knowing that God would do something great, but not really expecting it. Like, I mean, I guess I didn't have enough faith to believe it, but I didn't really imagine seeing what I saw. And the first day we went out there was really hard. I don't think anyone on our team really got to talk to anybody, maybe one person, just because people didn't want to listen to us at all. And we just walked and walked and walked. People weren't home, or they just shut the door in our face. And then Thursday morning was kind of the same thing, but we moved locations on Thursday afternoon. And we were in an area that was a lot more receptive, and our team was able to see one saved. But Thursday night, I was kind of feeling a little discouraged because I wasn't really able to lead them to the Lord. And I had gone through the plan a couple of times, but I really wanted to just see someone saved. And Friday morning, we got to the church, and the guy who preached just preached on all the aspects of God. And it was so amazing, that sermon, and just to see that really we're nothing and God is everything. And it's not because of us, but because of him. And then Friday morning, I was going through the plan with someone, and like Brother Greg already pointed out, Romans 5:8. And I got to that verse, and I just stopped. Well, not stop talking, but in my mind, I just stopped and just thought about that. You know, God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And just thinking about that and just how amazing that was, that he, you know, died for us. We were sinners, but he died for us anyway. And the man didn't get saved, or actually no one got saved that I talked to that day, but But I was just so excited to just go out and realize that the reason I was going out was because God loved me enough to save me so I could tell other people. And it was just, I was so excited. I didn't want to leave that day. I was just like, as the bus pulled away, I was just like, no, I want to go out for more. But besides being a little discouraged on Thursday night, it was probably the best 3 days of my life, and it just taught me so much. And just thank you for all your prayers going out, because it was just amazing seeing 168 souls saved.
We got time for one more? Okay, JB. I told her today in class, we got time for one testimony tonight. By the time she gets up here and gives it and sits down, the service will be over. Amen. 10 minutes before we loaded the bus, she tripped down the steps at the college and sprained her ankle big time. And we made her go anyway, man. We're merciless. But it was tough on her partner. Knock on the door, talk to the people, drag JB to the next door. Tell them what happened. All right.
Like Dr. Pitt said, Dr. Hill told us we better go to the bathrooms because we're not stopping anywhere. So, you know, we were all running over there to make sure. And I came down the steps, and I kind of missed the last one. And I was so upset because I was pumped about it. I've been praying about it. I was excited. I was just telling everybody about it. I'm like, Lord's going to do something good. I'm just excited. I can't wait to knock on doors. And I'm like, really? And God really used it. My first day there, Brother James dropped me off at a park. And I was sitting on a park bench, and I saw five boys playing basketball, and I start yelling, you know, hey! Amazing thing, they came over, you know. But all five of the boys got saved. And what was even a greater blessing for me, you know, yes, the five boys were saved and God was able to use me, but we were there to minister to the church. And I was able to maybe not go door to door. I was sitting in the office doing the desk work, the behind the office stuff. But it was just a blessing to be able to minister. God took what Satan meant for evil, and he did something good with it, because I was able to help the church in a way that none of the other students could. God was good. And just seeing behind the scenes how excited the church was, how thankful they were, that we truly were being a blessing to them. And, you know, something as simple as putting in names after people, you know, the cards that everybody turns in. I never realized how much work it was to put names into a computer. But just being able to do that, and how thankful they were and how excited they were for it, was a blessing. And, you know, we were able to minister as a whole to that church. And I just thank God for it. Thank you.
All right. They had her in the office the last 2 days on the phone, using her talents for the Lord. Amen. And they had her call every contact that we had a phone number for, and I think their Sunday school role as well, and encouraging folks about the big day. Well, we only got to hear from a few tonight, but I think most of you realize these are outstanding young people. Amen. It's an honor to be able to work with them, and it's a real blessing to deal with them every day, and especially when we see them winning souls to the Lord. All right, preacher.
All right, that was a tremendous blessing tonight, and so many good things. Naples, Florida, I don't know if I've ever been there, but I know a little bit about it, but it's not a blighted area demographically, I don't think, if you know what I mean. It's a little bit of a harder field to plant your seed in, to sow, and to work, but what a blessing it is how God used these folks to see that many people saved. That's a blessing, and then to see a church encouraged like that, and so that's just so exciting. And then all the blessings you get from working for the Lord. I mean, how he speaks to your heart, and And so many different things they said tonight were such a blessing and encouragement to me. I hope it was for you also. Not everybody wants to come out to service on Wednesday night, but those of you that decided you wanted to, you got blessed tonight. Amen. I believe every time the Bible's open, there's all obviously blessings there for us, and we have so many, such an abundance of blessings in Christ. And but it's once you start doing something and serving others, serving the Lord and helping others, then those blessings are realized more, you know. And we could, I could give a little sermonette on the end of that. I won't do that, but I did like what Aaron said earlier, Brother Aaron, about how amazed he was at how God entrusted us with the gospel. I don't know what it is about our humanity or, you know, about our nature, being down here on this earth, but we just lose sight of how precious that is, what God does. I mean, there's so many verses that explain that blessing and how we're ministers of reconciliation and how God has entrusted us this message, and I mean, it's the treasure in the hidden in the earthen vessels, what it is, and yet we treat it like it's just old hat. And if we grow up around it, you know, it's a blessing to be raised in a Christian home and in a good church, but sometimes it just makes you, it's almost like you've been inoculated, you've had an immunization shot or whatever you want to call it. And it just doesn't ring true and through you like it should. And I'm definitely guilty of that, growing up in a good home, preacher's home, pastor's home. And that's something the Lord's dealt with me about and continues to. But we just got to wake up and realize what's real and what's important. And we have a lot of young folks, a lot of good folks in our Bible college, and they were able to have that wake-up call here just a couple weeks ago. And it's good for them to come share about that with us, because we need it too. Amen. It's high time that we wake up. So let's